From the Financial Times in the mountains of Appalachia, I'm Barney Jobson, and this is FT News. This is coal country, a region that's been devastated by job losses in the mining industry.
It was hard on us.
Very
financial
tiring.
Problems, you know, can really put strain on a marriage. There was a lot of crying then in the shower. A lot of praying.
That was Ricky and Beth Kinzer, a former coal worker and his wife, who's a paralegal assistant.
Back in the 1980s, miners were extracting thousands of tons of lucrative coal from the mountains you can see behind me. Today they've fallen silent, like so many mining sites in Appalachia, which have closed down as the mining industry has been brought to its knees. Things have been really bad since 2010, and since then, some of the biggest name companies in the sector have filed for bankruptcy, and that's created devastation in coal-dependent communities, and it's left the miners facing a tough choice. Do they stay here and wait for a rebound? Do they move away, or do they try and reinvent themselves as something different?
The next American president will have no shortage of problems on his or her plate, but one of the most difficult is the question of what to do about coal country. Its isolated towns are wedged between the mountains of Kentucky and West Virginia, and they've fallen into depression in the past 5 years as miners have been put out of work.
It was about the same. It was hard because when you get laid off, you're wondering, what am I going to do? What can I do? Because, you know, at one time I could quit a mines and go to work the next day, you know, back in the 90s. And now this day and time you get laid off and you're like thinking, what am I going to do?
Ricky Kinzer again.
We're going to put the miners back to work. We're going to get those mines open. Coal country, what they've done.
Coal jobs are being killed by a combination of things. Mechanization, competition from natural gas, President Obama's environmental regulations, and the fact that the easiest to mine coal seams have already been exhausted. Donald Trump has promised to put the miners back to work, but he's not said how he would do that. Many coal workers are not banking on a revival. Some of them have moved away, others are trying to reinvent themselves.
What coding languages have you learned since you
In the last 18 months, I've learned numerous coding languages. I've learned CSS, I've learned PHP, HTML, JavaScript, Twig, and YAML.
That was Jamie Adams, a former coal worker who now works as a coder at BitSource, a startup in Pikeville in eastern Kentucky that's training former miners to be software programmers and then putting them straight to work writing code for clients' websites and databases.
There's been a big challenge from moving from underground to doing what I'm doing now. I mean, working in an office, it's a lot different than working underground, getting dirty every day and a lot harder work.
When did you decide that it was over for you in coal and you needed to do something different?
I got laid off three different times working underground, and I guess the third time was the straw that broke the camel's back. I wasn't going back after that. Got tired of starting over.
Coal miners, you know, get dirty in the performance of their duties. And so people see them and they think that somehow they're put upon and they're helpless in the environment that they're in, and somehow they're destined to this life and they're unable to escape it. So we'd worked in and around these industries with these people for all of our career. And these men and women are really intelligent, hardworking, capable problem solvers. And so we could see this. We were looking for ways to diversify our businesses, and so we stumbled across coding, and that there was a need out there. It was something that could be done from here, and so we started exploring that opportunity, and we decided to give it a try.
Rusty Justice, co-founder of BitSource. Hillary Clinton's campaign has celebrated BitSource as an example of how the economy of coal country can be diversified. But she is deeply unpopular in the region. People turned against her when she said that by embracing renewable energy, she was going to put a lot of miners out of business. Beau Copley is a former miner who confronted her.
I just want to know how you can say you're going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs and then come in here and tell us how you're going to be our friend, because those people out there don't see you as a friend.
The day before she came, I prayed and fasted all day, and I felt like God was telling me, show her your children. What should I ask her? And I kept coming back to show her your children. So I gave her a picture of my kids, and I asked her how she could make those kind of comments.
I know that, Bo. And, you know, I don't know how to explain it other than what I said was totally out of context from what I meant, because I have been talking about helping coal country for a very long time.
That did not satisfy Copley, but he also has questions about Donald Trump's pledge to put the miners back to work.
For him to be able to deliver on something like that would really set him apart, but I want to know the logistics. I want to know how you plan on telling people who have filed bankruptcy it's going to be okay if you come back and open your doors back up, or if you come back in here and open this mine and do these things, 4 years down the road you won't be in the same boat. I want to know the logistics. I want to know all the different pieces that go into that instead of just waving a magic wand and say, we're just going to do it.
Ricky Kinzer is another former coal worker who's decided to change direction. He's studying for a diploma in electrical engineering.
I said, I don't want to go back to school. I've already been out of school for 25 years. I'm 43 years old. I feel like I'm just too old to go back and learn anything. But now I'm going back to school and I'm learning math I've never learned before. And it's interesting.
Coal has not vanished entirely. They're still producing it here in Logan County, West Virginia. But local people say the heyday of the coal industry is never coming back. Former miners are doing what they can to find a new economic future, but the presidential election is not giving anyone much confidence. People aren't sure that the next occupant of the White House is going to have the commitment or the right answers to help revitalize this area. Barney Jobson, Financial Times, in the mountains of Appalachia.